This is Mistress Delia, and let's have a little chat here about shopping in a store when you're a man shopping for women's clothes. It's really tricky sometimes to go from being just an online shopper and taking that next step to actually walking in the store. Well, I have got some tips for you, and I would love to help get you away from behind your computer and get you out and about in those women's clothing stores and proud to be there. So there are so many ways for you to shop online, we know. And shopping for yourself in a store, it's a different and special experience. So how do you shop for women's clothes in a store as a man? I've got some tips for you to help you find success. First things first, I know I just said to get away from that computer. I will make an exception. You've got to shop online first. Really, you do. It's so useful. If you're going to a specific store that has an online website, maybe something like Nordstrom or Victoria's Secret, absolutely check it out. Make yourself a list. Make a wish list on their website and then print it out and take the list with you. That way, if you're nervous about interacting with the salesperson, the list can really be helpful. You can have the sizes on there, the colors on there, everything that you want. There doesn't have to be much conversation after that, but it can be a rush. Cross-dressing is your passion, your fantasy, and planning it makes it so much sexier. My second tip is to have your backstory all set up. And it might seem like a strange tip, but it's always nice to know what you're going to say if a sales associate asks, "Are you shopping for yourself today? Who are you shopping for today?" You've got an answer, and that's great, especially if you're very afraid of outing yourself as a crossdresser. Don't. Just don't. Have your backstory ready. Say it's for a family member, a girlfriend, a wife, whatever comes naturally to you. And if you've rehearsed that story in your mind, it will come out naturally, and you'll really not feel as embarrassed as you would if you were just put on the spot. Get that backstory all set. Who are you shopping for today? My third tip is to know your sizes. Shopping in men's stores is easy. Things go by waist size and chest size, and that's it. And it's pretty much by the number. In a ladies' store, you have got, I mean, even from store to store, even if you are a size 34 waist, that could be one size in one store and one size in another store. So know your sizes. And again, by looking online first, you can check out the store's size chart. You can look at your sizes, measure yourself, your chest, your waist, your hips, and look on the size chart online to see which size corresponds best. You always want to choose your biggest measurement. And let me give you an example. If a dress you want takes a 36-inch bust, a 28-inch waist, and 36-inch hips, and you're good on the waist and great on the hips, but your bust is a 38, 2 out of 3 isn't going to cut it. You need to go up a size to accommodate that bust. I say this, and then I take it back by saying, if you get a dress that's like a travel knit, or something that's very, very, very stretchy, you can really, you can go maybe even down a size for that dress to fit you better, to conform to all your curves. So know your sizes, know your materials, and know what's going to fit. And I think if you use these dressing tips, these shopping tips, to go shopping for women's clothes in stores, you are going to feel femme fabulous, and you're going to have a great time. Now, I want to hear all about everything that you've done to go shopping in a store, and maybe I can add to these tips. So feel free to leave a comment on my blog, femfabulous.com. And when you're ready to talk about shopping or feminization in general, call 800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Delia.